The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Red Ball McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, BTC, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, Bronze Electric Motors, Struckum Pest Control, and Cisco Bahamas Food Services.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday. This is your hostess with the absolute mostess, Kendani Campbell-Moss. And this afternoon, we have a bit of a spin on things for you. We're going to have a very serious conversation because, as you know, October is the month for cancer awareness. Now, there are many forms of cancer that are documented. However, the most prevalent one that we have to think about, of course, is breast cancer. So without any further ado, let me make you aware of who is in studio with me this afternoon. In studio, we have Mammogram Access Program. Know your lemons. They will give us all of the information about knowing our lemons. And you know, when life gives you lemons, you got to make lemonade or lemon meringue pie or some sort of sweet that goes with lemons. And so in studio this afternoon, we have two beautiful ladies that are here to speak to us about exactly what Mammogram Access Program means, what it is, where they're located. Based on the information that I have received, it seems as if, though, the Bahamas has the sixth highest rate for these types of cancers. Now, we're going to have this conversation this afternoon. We don't have them for very long, but we wanted to touch base with them. And then after we're done with that, we will go into our regularly scheduled program. Ladies, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It is a pleasure to have you in studio with me. I love my beautiful gift. Thank you so very much. Now, give me your name. Let my ladies listening audience know who you are and what you're all about.
Well, my name is Nakia Watson, and I am the founder of Mammogram Access Program. We were established to increase the screening rate in the Northern Bahamas. And over the past 20 years, it has been falling, taking a significant nosedive. And there are many reasons for that. And we want to tackle each reason and try and bring it back up to where it was. I started my career in mammography back in 2003. And in 2004, we had Hurricane Frances and Jane. And the numbers that we were screening at that time were around 2,000 women. And so I want to dedicate my last chapter of my career to bringing that back up to that level, if not making it better. I feel convicted that whilst I'm in this space, I don't want it to be said that the house of cards fell whilst I sat in this space.
Now, you mentioned the fact that you want to do this in the region that you're particularly in. You mentioned the fact that these are the particular numbers that you would have had. What caused the decrease in numbers in terms of getting a mammogram? What spurred you to want to do this? Separate and apart from the fact that this is your career, what caused you to want to dive into this?
Well, when I started, the women who were coming up positive, they were 20 years my senior. And they had everything that I had aspired to get. All right? I felt somewhat detached from those women. But now the women who are being diagnosed are women who I went to school with, I did PE with. And I'm just not prepared to see those women fall away. I want to make sure that everything is done so that they are diagnosed early and we can treat them early and we can have a better prognosis for them, because I'm not prepared to see these women leave.
What do you think is causing the reluctancy to get a mammogram? Is it not knowing? Is it funding? What is causing the lack?
Oh, there's so many reasons. why the rate is so low.
Okay.
And me coming from a service-oriented background, of course, I'm going to look at the service. What are the things that we are not doing or that are not making it easy for women to tap into it? I've worked in the public health system for my entire career, and there's never been a time where that particular service was a five-day service. And now we are in a space where everyone is trying to keep the lights on, feed the kids, and do basic things in order to survive. If you make it such that they're waiting a long time for service, they can't get an appointment, they're not just going to put the time, they're not going to put the time into it. They're not. And so I want to really look at how we serve the public, make it easier for them to get the service, and so they don't use the excuse as, I don't have the time. They don't, I really don't want to hear that excuse.
Okay.
Let's make it easier for you, and that's why access was very important for me to put into the title of this organization, because we're really concerned with providing access and doing away with all the obstacles that stand in the way.
It's the accessibility.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. And who is this beautiful lady with you? Hi.
Hi. I'm Corinne Beaumont. I am the CEO and founder of the Know Your Lemons Foundation, and we are partnering with Mammogram Access Program to make it easier to talk about breast health, because it's not something that we learn about in schools, right? We don't know the 12 symptoms of breast cancer. Most of us have probably heard of the lump, but we don't know that there are actually 12 signs of breast cancer, and knowing those signs could save your life, and we make it super easy to learn this information because we use lemons as a visual metaphor for breasts. So we can show a lemon and show the symptoms of breast cancer on these lemons to make it really easy, and we have an app. It's free. It's called the Know Your Lemons app, and you can download the app. You can find out what the risk factors are for breast cancer. You can learn how to do a self-exam. You can learn what each part of the breast feels like. We've had women that have said, because I downloaded this app, I learned how to self-exam the right way for the first time, and I found a lump. And we explain what to do if you think you've found any symptom, because I think sometimes when we notice something that doesn't seem right, we've got three responses. We could, you know, fight, flight, or freeze. And what the app helps you to do is not to freeze, because when it's diagnosed early, survival rates are incredibly high. And what we're trying to do here in the Bahamas with Mammogram Access Program is to make it so people aren't putting it off and delaying and waiting, because that's the enemy. The enemy is giving it time.
Mm-hmm. To faster.
So, exactly.
Okay, so now, how does this work? Walk me through the process. I'm a female, even males, because of course there's something for male cancers, male breast cancer as well.
Yes.
I'm a person with breast, a human being with breast, and I want access to Mammogram Access Program. How do I get involved? How do I get a hold of you? When do you come into play?
Well, this is our first anniversary.
Okay.
We're only a year old.
Okay.
Okay. And when we started, when I launched the program, I launched it on the radio, in a radio station back in Freeport. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, I didn't have not $1. Not one.
Not one.
not one.
Wow.
I didn't even have a bank account yet.
Talk about stepping out on faith.
Stepping out on faith. And just speaking about it, money started to come in. Not large amounts, but enough for me to get started.
Okay.
And so that every dollar that was donated went right back into the screening program. So I'm thinking and I'm hoping that once I get the message out, money will come in so we can serve more people. And it was very organic how we started. Of course, me being a part of the medical community, I know nurses, I know doctors. And so I spoke to doctors who were in the NHI pool. And I said, you know, if you see a woman that needs assistance right away, then contact us. And so I was getting a lot of referrals from them. And then as women were being screened, they would tell a friend. So now I have a dynamic where half of my women were referred through NHI, and then the other half were referred through word of mouth. And so it was a very underground kind of thing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But something happened at around April, around that time. And I had probably had an overzealous person go on WhatsApp and send a message that we had partnered with the government and we were giving away free mammograms, and I got over 200 calls in one day. Well, I didn't have the finances to reconcile all of those calls. Right. But I did call everybody back to try to decipher who was really in need or who just was just looking for a free service.
Right.
And I identified 100 women who had referrals 2 years, a year, and needed the mammogram. And so I went out there and I really hustled to get those resolved, and I did. To date, we have served over 107 women, and we recently did a sponsorship at the Kidney Center where we sponsored 50 women, and these women have been waiting to get mammograms for over 2 years.
So where do they go to have the mammograms done? Are you speaking with any other local government agency to assist you other than those physicians in the NHI program?
Well, I have sent out letters to, I sent a letter to the Ministry of Health and also to the Ministry of Grand Bahama seeking a donation, particularly for the patient education and engagement campaign that I'm doing with Know Your Lemons, mm-hmm. so that we can get the word out. The Ram Memorial Hospital is up and running, so if we can get the word out so women can be empowered to identify the signs and to act decisively early.
Early.
Let's get that done. But we're going to be going out into the community and empowering and educating as many women as possible, yes.
Okay, so is there a website? Is there a telephone number? Is there a WhatsApp? How do we get in contact with you?
Yes, there is a website, and it's map-bahamas.com. If you'd like to donate, you can donate there, and we are raising funds for a machine because I am a certified mammographer, so I'm capable of actually acquiring these images, and I have gained the support of some radiologists, local radiologists, who will be willing to analyze the images and give a report. We also have a 10K challenge going on.
All right.
And so what we're looking for is 10,000 people to donate $60, and that would be enough for us to get the machine and run it for a year.
Okay.
So we have that going on, and you can make a donation through the website. You can also find us on Facebook at Map Grand Bahama. You can find us there, and you can also find us on Instagram. The number for MAP, Mammogram Access Program, is 804-4-MAP. How simple is
4-MAP,
that?
4-MAP, 804-4-MAP.
How simple is that?
1-2-3.
Okay.
Now tell me something. You mentioned Grand Bahama. Are there any opportunities for you to spread your wings, probably in New Providence or any other of the islands?
That's a long-term goal.
Okay.
But for right now, we want to focus on the Northern Bahamas because we have so many climatic interruptions that pause the service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the problem is when the service pauses, then it takes a while for it to get back up and running. So if we can get the numbers up and can have them consistently stay up, then we provided a model for the rest of the Bahamas, have we not?
Yes, absolutely.
So let's provide the model in the area where we have the most disruption. It'll be easier to apply it in the central Bahamas, in the southern Bahamas, where there's less disruption, if we make Grand Bahama and the northern Bahamas the model.
Okay. All right, we are going to go to a quick break. This is Kendini Campbell-Moss, Guardian Radio 96.9. We will be back.
Your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online. Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller.
until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at
242-356-0249. Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Oh, they're always covering me. J.S.J.
Good afternoon, and we're back. We're talking about Knowing Your Lemons, Mammogram Access Program, and this is for this particular hour, and the next hour we will go on to an entirely different topic. But while we have these beautiful ladies in here, we are going to talk about mammograms, the accessibility to mammograms, how you can donate, how you can actively, how you can passively donate, and exactly what events you have on tap so that people are aware of this program.
Okay, so let's talk about what we have going on right now. We mm-hmm. are going to be having a breast health expo at the Fall Festival in Grand Bahama, and it's going to be open from 12 to 4, and women can come in, they can get their health check, they can get their glucose and blood pressure monitoring and BMI, they can get that checked. We're going to have Doctors Hospital there, telling women about their LAMP program. We're going to have NHI. If you want to register for NHI, we know everyone is pressed for time, and you don't have time to wait in a doctor's office to get a referral, so we want to make that easier for you. The whole purpose of the expo is to educate women and to introduce them to Know Your Lemons and to also give them a screening plan. No matter what your financial position is at this time, the destination is the same. The routes we take may be different. Mm-hmm. So tell us, what are your excuses for not having a mammogram? And we will give you the route to get there.
Okay. All right. Can you talk to us about Knowing Your Lemons?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there's so many barriers that stand in the way of breast health, right? There's the taboos associated with breasts. Cancer is also a topic that we're not eager to discuss, right? And so by making it really easy to learn, by making the information friendly and accessible, we can help you learn about your breast health in a way that's not clinical. It's interesting, and it's so easy to learn. So we have, if you go to our website at knowyourlemons.org, we have this image of 12 lemons inside an egg box. And they each show the different signs of breast cancer. And women have said that they saw this image, and maybe a week later, maybe it was 2 years later, they noticed a change in their breast, and they remembered the Know Your Lemons image, and they thought, you know what, actually, this is something that I do need to bring to the attention of my doctor. So because they went to the doctor, because they were confident, they had the knowledge that they needed to go in, and they said, I was able to be diagnosed early because of this. I was diagnosed at stage one. I was diagnosed at stage two because I was smart, because I knew about this. And then also giving people confidence to act on those things, because it can be so easy to maybe feel a lump and then get worried and, you know, like I talked about before, freeze, right? And that's not what needs to happen, because 80% of lumps that are examined turn out to be harmless, right? So just because you notice a breast change, don't automatically jump to conclusions and think, oh, this is cancer, I'm going to die, right? It's oh, there's something that's different about my health. I'm going to take charge. I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm going to ask for the referral. I'm going to take care of myself, because it's so easy, you know, especially as women, to be thinking about the care of others, the health of children and spouses and family, right? And totally ignore our own health. But the best things that we can do to serve other people is to be as healthy as possible. So it's a service to your family to take care of yourself and to think about those excuses that have been kind of holding you back.
Much like in an airplane when they ask you to don yourself with your oxygen mask first. Take care of
you,
and then you can take care of everybody else, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, while we were on the break, you spoke about advocates, I think you called it. There are 12 different advocates?
No, we trained 8 individuals.
8 individuals.
Yes.
In the Know Your Lemons curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And during the fall festival, during the Breast Health Expo, mm-hmm. we'll be having an induction ceremony.
All right.
To really bring them on stream, and we'll be giving them their credentials, their certificate, their lanyard. I have one around my neck.
I saw those, you know.
Yeah, this is how we are able to report how many people we've educated, because it goes into their Know Your Lemons global count.
Okay,
yeah,
because
all right.
They're concerned with global education.
Yeah, so we educate worldwide, and so uh-huh. we've got 8 trained volunteer lemonistas.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to the MAP website and you can request, I would love to have a breast health class. So as I mentioned before, we use lemons as a metaphor for breasts, so we never show a single breast. This means we can teach breast health in schools. We can teach breast health at the workplace. We can teach breast health at your church group, whatever it is. You know, we've had so many people that have said, just thank you for making this topic easier to understand. And I had no idea all this information was missing from my brain when it comes to breast health. So you can come in, you can request these classes from Mammogram Access Program for them to come and teach in your local group. And then on each of these lanyards, we have these 4 beads. And I want to explain these beads to the viewers. So we use our hand as a measurement to explain the different size lumps found through different methods.
Mm.
So if you put your 3 middle fingers together, that is the average size lump found through accident, meaning you've not taken any action. Maybe you're just getting dressed one day, or you're in the shower and you kind of come across this lump that you're not expecting. That's a pretty big size, the width of 3 fingers. And then if you hold up your thumb, the width of your thumb is the average size lump found through regular self-exam. So just look at the difference between 3 fingers wide and a thumb. That's pretty significant. So just by deciding, you know, once a month, I'm just going to check myself in the shower, do my self-exam. And a self-exam isn't just the breasts. It goes up to your collarbone and into your armpit. That is the full area that you should be doing a self-exam in.
Okay.
And what you're feeling for is something hard, like a lemon seed, and immovable.
Okay.
Because breasts have lumps. There's a lot of anatomy inside there. So the app will explain to you the difference between a good lump and a lump that needs to be done. And then if you hold up your index finger, this is the average size of a lump found with 1 mammogram. So again, it's much smaller than your thumb. But if you get regular mammograms, so you have several mammograms to compare, the lump can be the smallest, which is the tip of your pinky finger.
Okay.
So this is why engaging in your health is so important, because breast cancer can happen to anyone. And the older you are, the more your risk increases for breast cancer. And the only one who is really going to care about your health most is you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This has been a very thought-moving opportunity for you here to speak to us about Mammogram Access Program.
I want you to give out the numbers once again. If there's something else that you'd like to say?
Yes. Okay. I do want to make sure everybody remembers that we are trying to increase the rate, the screening rate in the Northern Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are raising funds for our own machine. You can donate through the website, or you can also donate directly into our account, and we are at Scotia Bank, and the account number is 700-9349, and we're at the Freeport location.
Okay. Ladies, it has been a pleasure. I love your lemon dress. I see the lemon earrings. Know your lemons. You surely brought this to life.
We're committed.
Yeah, okay, we're committed to the cause, eh?
We committed. It's lemon season.
Yeah,
it is lemon season.
It's
always lemon season.
It's lemon season.
Always.
Yeah. So come on to Instagram. We're at knowyourlemons.org, at knowyourlemons on any social media platform, on Facebook, on Twitter, on TikTok. And you can see all of these images. We've got so much education to share with you. And if you go on to social media and share our images, so many people have said, I was diagnosed because I saw this image because my friend shared it on Facebook or my friend shared it on Instagram. So you might be that friend that saves somebody
else's
just
life.
For sharing an image. That's how easy it can be.
Just by knowing your lemons.
Exactly.
Right.
Know your lemons.
And I also want to say that October 12th.
Yes.
Is National Lemons Day.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you go onto the app or you go onto their the website and you can donate $12 because it's October 11th, you can donate $12 in order to ensure that more education can occur.
Okay.
That helps support us as well.
That helps support everyone. You know, it's very important. This is a fantastic cause. Mammogram Access Program. Know Your Lemons, ladies and gentlemen, the absolute collaboration. They're here to speak to us. Grand Bahama, you are covered. I mean, Mammogram Access Program, you have done something that we have not been able to. So this is definitely a feat for you, and we wish you the very best. And here at Guardian Radio, we are always willing and able to assist you in any way that we can.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.
Know your lemons.
Yes.
I love it.
Lemon season.
Lemon season.
Always lemon season.
All right, we will be back. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News. Smart talk all day.
Banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Opa! Burger King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomato and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
Bowflex Barbie here to tell you all about the Live Fit for Fall promotion brought to you by US Beef and Celsius Essential Energy Drink. During the months of October and November, when you shop at Super Value and Solomon's locations in Nassau, look out for the featured cut sticker on high-quality US Beef. Purchase that cut along with 3 cans of Celsius Energy Drink, and you'll be entered to win a brand new air fryer. Visit BahamaFood.com for a list of participating stores and promotion details. Excited to have you join me and my fit foodies as we live fit for fall.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and this is Kendenick Campbell-Moss. You're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News, Smart Talk All Day. And the topic this afternoon is, do you attract the love that you deserve? Do we actually get the love that we say that we want? Various studies in recent years have characterized a growing number of young people that are not in a committed relationship. They have said this: marriage is old, this is new, we're just gonna live free and love who we want to love. You may be on a mission to find your soulmate. You may not have been healed or prepared for your experience. Can you love either way? Do you seek intimacy? Are secrets your way of non-communication, verbal and verbal, non-verbal? You could come across as the perfect person for you, but have you resolved your childhood trauma? Crocs and crocs and crocs of childhood trauma that have been heaped on you by parents that didn't necessarily know that there was any difference or any way different in treating you or rearing you, because this is what they'd been taught by their parents. What exactly is a soulmate? Some people believe that a soulmate is an energetic manifestation of a human being. It's someone that you collide with through the journey of life, through the collisions and the transformations, the pain and the pleasure of life. What type of love are you attracting? What type of love do you deserve? Now, I've sent out my flyer. I sent my flyer out yesterday evening, very, very late. But these are a few of my texts that have come across in the last 5 minutes, right? And so this text reads, Casey, you asked if we get the love that we deserve. In some instances, you get what you pay for. I'm not saying that relationships are a form of prostitution. What I'm saying to you is, some of us, like you said 2 weeks prior, some of us are raised on survival and not on love. So at the end of the day, you get what you pay for. How many times have we asked each other, do you know how to love? Are you loving me the way I want to be loved? But as a young man, I don't even know how I want to be loved. I can tell you what I don't like, but I am not that in touch with myself to say that the degree of love that I receive is what I have been attracted to. I can tell you what I'm attracted to in a woman. I like me a black gal, a black thick gal. I'm attracted to that. I wanted to have good childbearing hips. I wanted to have good childbearing hips. But I like a black gal, Casey. That's what I'm attracted to. Now, I'm not sure
if you're talking about the love that I receive, I'm just hoping that me loving this woman, she will love me back. The same type of love that my mother gives me with a little bit more. I want someone to hold me. I want someone to listen to me. Most of the time, as a man, you really just want someone to listen to. Okay, that's one text. This is another text that I'm reading here. This text says, do we receive the love we deserve? Do I attract the love I deserve? I'm not sure if I attract the love I deserve, because in recent times, I've been receiving some whack love. Maybe it's the type of energy that I put out. Some people say that I'm too aggressive as a woman, but maybe you're too lax as a man. But I don't know how to answer the question, do I attract the love I deserve? Because I'm not sure what love actually looks like. So this is interesting. You don't know what type of love that you deserve because you don't know what love is. So who teaches us what love is? Now, there are many forms of love. There's agape love. There's eros love. Like, there are many, many forms of love. But do we really know what love is? Are we attracting the type of love that we deserve? This is another text. This has nothing to do with your question this week, but this is to answer my question, my question from last week. Casey, what do you do when you have a woman that you've done every single thing for? You've gone to therapy. You've exhaust your funds for a mortgage. You keep the children in private school. You cook when she has to work late at the law office. And at the end of the day, she still doesn't respect you as a man. What do you do? I don't want to keep sweetheart, but this is a whole other topic. That topic, I don't know how to answer that question. There may be very many variables as to why these things are happening. You have to ask the woman, hey, you know, let's sit down and let's have a conversation. Communication is very important, you know. If you're able to communicate with somebody on their level, you should be able to have an honest conversation. And sometimes having the hard conversations is what brings clarity. Casey, everyone calling me Casey today. Casey, do I receive the love I attract? Do I attract the love I deserve? I don't know what I should answer this question with saying, but I don't know what I should attract. All I know is what I like. And what I like is for someone to be there for me, someone to communicate with, someone to tell me how his day is going. Okay, that's all you're asking for. Do we attract the love that we deserve? No, we do not attract the love that we deserve. Nobody in this country knows how to love. Nobody knows what love and unconditional love really means. Okay? Is there such a thing as unconditional love? I mean, can you really love someone unconditionally? If what does unconditional love really mean? Kermit, I think we have a call on the line. Let's see. I don't know what unconditional love is. I have no clue. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the line.
Good afternoon, Miss Casey.
Good afternoon.
Casey, did I meet you down by St. John's on Saturday?
Sparky, that was Friday night.
Friday night. I met you in Poison, right?
In live and in living color, Sparky.
See, I don't have Sometimes. I don't have Alzheimer's.
Yes.
I have sometimes.
Sometimes. Yes.
Yeah, I forget something some of the time, but not all the things all the time.
Absolutely, Sparky. Yes, but you met me Friday night.
Such a pleasure meeting you. I didn't remember too much because I was having a ball of a time.
Oh, I had a blast, Sparky. I had a good time.
Who missed that? They really missed. You talk about going back to old school.
Yes.
And meeting all your old friends from Government Eyes and Augustus and Johns and all them old time people who's still alive on COVID they carry.
Yes,
Bucky. Or the depression they carry or diarrhea they carry.
Yes, yes, Bucky.
It was such a pleasure meeting you. And in case I was carrying on, that's my normal modus operandi.
But Sparky was so sharp. Sparky, you had on your suit and...
Oh,
I
you
mean,
didn't see them shoes and the golden mangoes, eh?
Sparky!
I just buy them brand new shoes for the sole purpose of I'm going back to lodge. Everybody been saying, Sparky, please come back to Lord. You've been away too long.
But Sparky, you light up the place. Because when the gentleman brought you over to me, he said, Kenny, this Sparky, I was so shocked. I had no clue.
I don't care who listening or who embarrassed and who shamed.
Right.
But I just realized how popular I are, you know. I am a very popular person.
Yes,
I mean,
Sparky, you are talent.
I just found out that I'm more popular in this country than Philip Brave.
Jesus, Sparky.
But I got up to Pencil, the MC, and I say, look here, Pencil, where Brave is back at this Brave school?
Oh, yeah.
They say Brave, but he was off the island. The Pencil whispered to me, say, Sparky, we don't need the Prime Minister. Yeah, you know, we got you.
Yeah, we had you, Sparky. Now,
yeah,
Sparky.
I say, let me the mic. He says, Sparky, I can't do that because the people say, if I put the mic in your hand, you're going to cuss.
Yeah, you might have cussed because you know you go, Sparky. But, Sparky, tell me now, do you attract the love that you deserve, Sparky, or did you attract the love that you deserve? Tell me, Sparky, because we have 2 more minutes before I have to go to the news.
I don't know. I still looking for it. I try to attract it, but I don't know where it is.
But Sparky, you were so sharp on Friday night. You don't think you attract nobody Friday night?
Yeah, but they were scared.
They were scared.
They was out with their moms and their husbands there.
But I saw them looking at you, Sparky.
Yeah, I know. They were scared. They wanted to come up to me, but see, they don't know if they was going to get punched out or get slapped with their moms that they was with.
Right.
But I saw plenty of fellas, women looking at me, you know.
I saw
when
that, Sparky.
When I gone over the bar to order the Guinness, but David, I guess what they had, Sparky Guinness. They had decided to drink a lick.
Yes.
But what happened is, the women were sneaking over there to get their drinks while I was over there. They was rapping with me, giving me their numbers over by the bar.
Okay, Sparky.
I got all them for this woman, and they wiped them home.
Okay, all right, Sparky.
You all have a beautiful weekend and a holiday. Everybody in the Bahamas, I'm running for Prime Minister next time, Brave. Watch out.
Okay, Sparky. Kermit! Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to break for news, and we will be back. The question this afternoon is, do you attract the love that you deserve? I have various texts. Are we going to take this call? I have time to take this call, Kermit? Okay, I cannot take that call. We will be back. Caller, if you're able to hold until the news is over, we will be back, and I will take your call after that. But this is Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by a caravan. Cross the desert like an airy man. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. You can reach me by sailboat. Climb a train, swing rope to rope. Take a sled and slide down slow into these arms of mine. You can jump on a speedy coat, cross the border in a blaze of hope. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. There are hills and mountains between us, always something to get over. If I had my way, surely you would be closer. I need you closer. You can windsurf into my life. Take me up on a carpet ride.
You can make it in a big balloon, but you better make it soon.
Oh, happy Friday! They have changed my engineer on me. Good afternoon, Arlington. It's a pleasure to have you with me this afternoon. We jamming this afternoon, eh? All right. We have a full audience here. When I break again, my next two breaks, we're going to come back with some information on breastfeeding. It's a breast week. It's a breast week. Whether you like it fried dry or, you know, a little extra hot sauce and ketchup, this is a breast week, all right? But these are my texts, and I have to get through it. I have to make sure that my listening audience feels as if they are appreciated. Good afternoon, Mrs. Moss. I think your advice to the previous texter, the one who said his spouse does not respect him, was good. However, if the wife does not respect him, I doubt he would get a satisfactory answer to his query to her about what he's doing wrong. He would, in my opinion, be treated to condescending remarks and perhaps find himself more confused than before. That is a possibility. Good afternoon, Casey. I do have unconditional love for my children, and the children is capitalized, all caps, everything is capitalized. Never for a man. Because the same man can turn around and do you really dirty, and you're still expected to love him unconditionally. Do you think so? P.S. We're using Casey because it's quicker to type. Right. So I don't really think, even with all of my degrees and my master's and my PMP, and I'm back in school now. I graduate again on the 26th of October from the University of the Bahamas. I went for a communications degree again. So this would be my fourth degree. My daddy is very proud of me. I just wanted to plug that. He liked to see degree on the wall. So to answer your question about unconditional love for children or unconditional love, I don't really think that I understand what unconditional love is. I only think that I have unconditional love for a child. I think men and women are cognizant of the things that they do. So I can't see me saying, oh, I forgive you for cheating on me. Oh, I forgive you for hitting me. Oh, I forgive you for doing this to me, when you know right from wrong. I don't think that there's such a thing as unconditional love. I just don't think that that is realistic. Now, I am Roman Catholic, and we do believe that you should forgive others, and not so much for them, but for you. But again, unconditional love for me is circumcised to children alone. I don't know that I relatively believe that for adults. I'm sorry. And unconditional love, even for men, there are some things that men simply will not forgive you for. Maybe one is bringing a whole other child home that does not belong to him. Maybe another would be scheming. I don't know that these things are readily available to be forgiven for in terms of unconditional love. I just don't see it. I just don't. All right. So this is another text. Good day, Lady Moss. I believe that I do attract the lover lady in my life because of my charisma, my strength, my ambition in life. I give love and respect and want love and respect in return. 100% for 100%. The mayor of Grand Bahama. All right. This text says, how many times God forgave you? I would assume that he has forgiven me many times, a myriad of times. But the question was asked to me. I am not God. I don't have any disciples. I have one brother. I don't wash feet. I am a child of God, but I am not God. I am Christ-like, but I am not Christ. So you have to give me a bligh. I cannot say that I can give you unconditional love. Then this next text reads, this is from my same texter. He want a black gal. He evidently never had a mango before. Okay. Casey, unconditional love what these narcissist and Jezebel women only want money and give you sex in return. You pay to play. Okay, this is another text that reads about unconditional love. There's no such thing as unconditional love. Unconditional love is for your parents and for your children. All right, okay, not a problem. This next text reads, do I attract the love that I deserve? This is a very heavy text. Casey, I don't think that I attract the love I deserve. I am 42 years old, and in my 42 years of life, I was bounced from my mother's home to my father's home, back and forth. My father was married to someone that didn't necessarily love me. And she saw the things that my father would do, but because my father took such good care of her, she never said anything. After a while, I told my grandparents what was going on in the home. My grandparents took me in. But while I was living under my father's roof, because my mother is a terminal drug addict, things never got better for me. I don't really know that I attract the love I deserve because I'm a very loving person. But you see, I was taken advantage of. And the very people that were supposed to protect me never did. My father's and my husband have done the same thing to me. My father didn't protect me, and my husband is almost doing the exact same thing. I think that I have a good heart and I give off very good energy. I'm loving. I took in my husband's three children. We have three children of our own. I met him with these children. Despite them being rude to me and doing slick things, I still take them in. But to answer your question, Casey, I don't think that I attract the love that I deserve. Okay. You realized most of us have no clue what love is. We mistake love for lust. I do agree with you. Most of us do not know what love is. And love is seen as a myriad of things. And so many times we get confused with love and lust. It's like service and servitude and working in the hospitality industry. We sometimes get confused because we don't know exactly what it is. And if we don't have the proper role models, then we will not have acquiesced into fruitful or meaningful relationships because we don't really know what love is. This is another text. Do we receive the love that we attract? Whatever you put out is what you're going to get back. Okay. This next text reads, I'm not sure what type of love I should be attracting or what I should be getting, but I know what it is that I want. I want someone that I can have a communication with every single day. I don't care if we don't have sex every day. I want us to communicate every day. Whether that's him going to the bathroom, whether that's him going for a ride, I want to know what he has for lunch. I want to know what his dreams are. I want to know who he sees through the day. I want to communicate. I want to know everything about him. Okay, that person wants communication. That is not to say that the person isn't giving you the best form of communication that they can. They probably can only communicate on a particular level. Have you said what it is that you want from this particular person? This next text reads, nobody gets the love that they deserve. Right now, it's about survival of the fittest. You see them just gone up on the BPL bill. You ran here talking about love. Love is in your pocket, Casey. Love is in your pocket. Okay. They don't care about having sex. That person is not a Bahamian. What? Okay. All right. This is another text. Casey, there's no such thing as unconditional love. Don't let these men text you on this show talking about unconditional love. They're looking for a fool to ride. And someone to wear a bonnet. Ah, boy. Y'all ain't gonna let this woman with this bonnet rest. All right. Let me get to this next text. Okay. No, I can't. That has some big words in it. I want y'all, I'm listening audience, I want y'all to know something. Just how people talk on a regular basis, that is exactly how they send text in. And they send some of these texts with some big 5-pound words. Huge, huge. Women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. And men are only loved under the condition that they provide something. Yet, it's women who speak about demanding love. No one deserves love. It is earned. Casey, you asked the question, do we attract the love that we deserve? Arlington, we have a caller. I just want to finish this text too. Do we receive the love that we deserve? Well, I thought that we did. I had a child from my husband prior to us being married, and I've loved him unconditionally despite the fact of him bringing two children home. I give love, I show love, but what has he done for me? Do you know that he puts his name on the apple juice in the fridge? What type of love is that? Maybe my signals are crossed and I've attracted the wrong type of love. Good afternoon, caller. You are on the line.
Hey, Casey. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Doing great. Yourself?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
I'm going to get myself in a little bit of trouble right now.
Let's get in trouble together. I with you. Let's go.
Casey, yes. A lot of these comments I hear, especially it sounds like from the women who are texting in,
yes,
they sound very bitter. Let me state something that is factual here. Just about every man and every woman has been hurt by someone before. And if you're going to let the hurt that you're going through consume you, that's on you. You cannot blame a man for that. You are in control of yourself and your feelings. There are other men that you could go to find what it is that you hope to find. And if you can't, first and foremost, love yourself, and secondly, if you can't respect yourself, then you can't respect and love anyone else outside yourself, especially a man. The only thing a man basically wants from a woman is respect, you know. And that word is always going to come up from the average man you hear calling to these shows because that is what it is. And half of the time, many of these persons, if you want to blame, they do not respect the men that they have in their lives, especially when the man falls short. Everyone deserves forgiveness. Everyone deserves a second chance. And if you find that you're so hurt by this person that you can't afford to give them a second chance or even open the avenues where understand that they are human and they are subjected to fail, then I'm sorry, you're not living in a perfect world and you're not going to find a perfect man or woman. So the respect and giving of the appreciation that people deserve, if that's provided, then fine. Live with that and try build your relationship. I can't see these people talking about unconditional love. Only Christ can do that.
Only Christ won. But I have a question. I have a question for you though. You as a man, if you have you've been in a relationship for a long time, you live together, you know this woman, you know her inside and out, she knows your inside and out, and she has been asking you perpetually for the same things over and repeatedly, and you cannot get these things from him, or she can't get these things from you, what is that saying to you as a man?
Basically, from my perspective, if she's asking me for something specifically, okay, and I'm going to be specific here, if she's asking for something specifically, I think first and foremost, the guy or me personally, I have to be honest with her and say, you know, hey, I cannot give that to you.
Did you hear these texts? Did you hear this? We had four texts, and of the four texts, they're talking about communication.
Yep.
If I'm asking you as my partner, I want you to tell me about your day. I want you to tell me your dreams and your aspirations and what your affairs are. If I'm asking you for that, if I'm asking you, did you carry the clothes to the laundry? Why can't you answer?
Well, you should be able to answer. To be honest, like I said, the communication should be fully open and honest. If you are unable to do something that she asks you to do, then just be honest and say, hey, I was unable to do it. Now, some of them wouldn't even accept that. But some would accept it with the understanding that perhaps circumstances would have prevented me from doing it, even though my heart wanted to do it. So, you know, it comes down to, like I said, back is back down to appreciation, respect, and as you said, in this regard, a good communication between the partners. And I believe that a lot of problems could be solved.
I think communication is our number one barrier. And you know, there's verbal and there's nonverbal communication. And I think that if we are able to communicate properly, that there would be a little less issues. You know what I mean?
I'm going to throw another extra one in there. And it also comes down to maturity. A whole lot of these people walking around as adults, but they act like little children. They're not matured in their thinking.
Absolutely.
You know? And that's the next step that we have to look at. So, you know, like I said, a lot of issues in relationships can be solved with proper communications, truth, and honesty. And if you don't have those ingredients, then you might as well forget it. Thanks for taking my call, Casey.
Thank you so much. Let me read this text. Casey, every Friday, I just wait to hear what you're saying. I don't get your flyer, but I guess you only send that to special people. Mom or sir, send your text in. I will text you from now on. I will text you my flyer. Let me continue reading the text. I want you to understand something. This ain't no time to be asking nobody about whether or not we receive the love we deserve. Right now, I'm trying to pay BPL, get my son hair plat, get my daughter hair plat, get my hair plat. You talking about do we attract the love we deserve? Casey, nobody interested in no love right now. Love don't run the road. Be very careful. These people who say that they love you, no one love you, Casey. No one on that run. Right now, this is a money run. Right now, this is about survival of the fittest. Do we attract the love we deserve? You attracting this corn, Casey? Casey, are you attracting this corn? Okay. I really feel sorry for our kids. Trust me on this, people. People don't know what love is, and nowadays, they also don't know how to cook. We in a sad, sad situation. Some of them can't cook. I agree. This is off the topic, but I tuned in over the past few weeks. Excellent show. One should be off every Friday, and you host the show and continue to do excellent work. Whoever this is, thank you. And to the gentleman that brought me the onions, I thank you as well. Those onions are going to go right in my pot on Sunday. Thank you very much. This is another text. Casey, your song selection is very slow this weekend. You trying to make people have a baby. Please run some tunes like you did last week. But to answer your question, do I attract the love I deserve? Absolutely. Because from the minute I tell you what it is that I want and I can't get that, my attraction is over. It ain't no long talking. This like a switch. Either I off or I on. Okay. Well, I get it. Casey, there's no such thing as unconditional love. Please don't let these people flam you. Arlington, we have a caller. Good afternoon, caller. You are on the line. Hi.
Good afternoon. Hi. Casey?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I am highly blessed. I love this word, love.
Okay.
I heard you read a text just now, and I was in the middle of doing something, but I had to call it. Listen, texter, in order to have love, you got to first love yourself. You see, Casey, a lot of people that say they love people, but you got to ask yourself, do you love yourself? In other words, I always just tell my fiance, if I cannot love myself, how could I love you? If I'm not happy inside, how could I bring you happiness? That comes within. And that's the reason why our country, this little 21x7 where you and I live, has so much of confusion because persons who say that they have love in their heart, they don't even love themselves. So if you don't love yourself, how could I love Casey? Or how could I show Casey love?
But do you think that it starts from your child rearing? Because I read something on Pinterest yesterday, right? And it tells you five ways to erase the things that your parents would have said to you. Like when your parents, it says, one, do not compare your child to other children. Two, do not use harsh words. Three, do not swear at children. Four, it said something else. And then the fifth one was whatever else it was. But I read that. Do you think it stems from how we were raised, that we don't know how to love ourselves?
But See, it all depends on the family structure you grow up into, you know.
Okay.
You know, a lot of persons, from my experience of dealing with children and mentoring boys and having basketball teams, a lot of these children ain't grow up with no love. That's why when you see, like, programs and stuff, and I urge persons who are in charge of programs to continue. You know, sometimes you might feel like giving up, but those children need love. Because guess what? If you don't show them love, right, as we can see the end result right now in our country.
We see it every day. We see it every day. A mother and son killed a day, hey?
Yeah, you understand? I just want to tell you that. For what? You honestly think that person who did that, they had love in their heart?
Couldn't be.
You have a blessed weekend and show love today, Bahamian people. It's the day declare in your heart that you're going to show love to anybody, the lowest person on the street. Show them love so love could come back to you. If it don't come back to you, it come back to your children's children. Have a good weekend, Mom.
You too, sir.
Yep.
Arlington, we have another caller on the line. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the line. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. I disagree with the call of a just call.
Okay, go ahead.
Why? If Christ didn't love himself first, we wouldn't have been here today. You must show love to people that they can show love to you. You understand what I'm saying?
I do understand, 100%.
Right. And this is a big problem with this country. You have to, these pastors is preach this thing, love yourself. How could you love you? You can't love yourself. If the time you take to love yourself 24 fully, you ain't got no time to love no one else.
Absolutely.
And you wouldn't be doing nothing for no one.
That is true. You have to show love in order to get love is understandably what you're saying.
Right.
Absolutely. I agree with you, caller.
And that's all go.
Absolutely.
This fortune is for love yourself first. That can't work. That's what's costing the country now.
Okay.
Everyone just looking out for themselves.
You have to look out for somebody else.
And that's what they're doing, looking out for themselves.
All right, sir. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. This next text says, I want you to do a head count. How many of these text you? 100% of those are surely selling. Casey, I would never forget. I was dating a girl. Her grandmother told her, don't let no man ride you for free. So after we had sex, I put some money in an envelope and the girl got upset. Oh, Lord, you provoking. Why you provoked a woman? This is going to be another text. Let me get to this. Lady Casey, you are divine in nature. What a great show on every Friday. The world needs love and love makes the world go around. Everybody needs love. God is love. From the mayor of Grand Bahama 2022. This is Kendini Campbell-Moss. I'll be back. Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to put your fun walk shoes on and wake those sleepy feet for fun, fitness, and helping others. The Atlantic Medical Fun Walk begins at Montague Beach on Saturday, April 21st at 6:30 a.m. So sign up today at Atlantic Medical with friends and family for the Atlantic Medical Fun Walk and help raise funds for the Cancer Society and Diabetic Association. Remember, every fun walk step you take is a gift.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Every time I try to tell you something, you get mad and run off to your cave.
You're so up and down with your emotions. A rising, falling, living woman wave.
Oh, I just know I love you, baby.
Oh, that's all we've got in common, lady.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. The moon between us.
I've seen stardust in your hair.
Your kiss is proof there's life out there. Men are from Mars,
women are from Venus. I'm not afraid of worldly dragons. I'm just scared to death of losing you.
You don't have to worry, Mr. Fix-It. There's some things that even you can't do.
Good afternoon, and we're back. Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. So we've been talking about, do you attract the love that you deserve? We have some guests that are in studio, but before we get to these guests, I'm going to get through my last few texts of this Friday afternoon before we enjoy our holiday weekend. So let me get through these texts, and then I will let these ladies, lovely ladies that are in studio, speak with us about breastfeeding. Hi, Casey. I married a lady 7 years ago. We are divorced now. She met me with a house. I paid the mortgage and all the bills. She even called me cheap. We both went to the same church. She left me for another man. She even took him to the church that she was and attended with the same woman. Women are cruel. I've gotten over her. Thank God there are a lot of other real good women out there. I understand, sir. Casey, I want to put these men on the spot. This probably really has nothing to do with your topic, but I want to say this to you. And I thought about having this topic, you know, as I read this text, I thought about having this topic on my show this week, but I said, no, maybe it's just too heavy. But I'll read the text and then I'll get to my final comment. Casey, I have 4 children, 1 from a previous relationship, and 3 with the current man that I am with now. My children range from the age of 17 with the first person and 10, 8, and 6 with the person that I am with now. I asked him recently, when are we going to get married? He said to me, what do you mean married? You see how much children we have together? We married. In actuality, Casey, I'm not even sure if I'm his common law wife. You see, I met him with his home. He now lives in it. I live in it with my 3 children. My older child is in university. Her father takes full care of her. But my other 3 children are with him. I sometimes feel like an idiot because I'm good enough to be the baby's mother, but I'm not good enough to be the wife. Casey, we got engaged almost 12 years ago. I am still this man's girlfriend. What does that mean? You asked if I attract the love I deserve. I wash, I cook, I clean, I iron, I make love, I have sex, I get dirty, I fix nasty, all of the things that he wants. But did you know he have a sweet thing in the office and a friend of his encourages him in the foolishness that he does? Every Wednesday night, he is out to lodge. I'm not blaming the lodge, I'm blaming him. You asked if we attract the love that we deserve. These men don't care about love. They want someone to be their ma. They want someone to clean, cook, wash, and iron for them and to do the regular duties, but not someone to marry. I guess I will be carrying the last name of Richardson for the rest of my cotton picking life. Oh, Lord. Okay. So I thought a group of friends and I that worked together at the Ministry of Tourism, we were thinking, Casey, why didn't you have this topic next week of how many baby daddies is enough? And I thought it was very ghetto. And I sit down and I think everybody doesn't have the same situation. You can't man women's reproductive organs, right? You can't tell a woman, oh, you should only have a baby if she's married. Society deems the next thing. But I will say this. Sometimes you get involved with someone and then you say, oh, I'm in love with him and he loved me and I love her. And then you have a baby. And then, you know, you say, okay, well, I can get married. And you get married or you don't get married. And then someone else comes along and you say, you know what? I'm looking for love. This person loved me. I had a bad run, but this one could be the right one. And you get pregnant again. And then someone else comes along. You say, you know what? I ain't doing this. He can marry me. He can love me. And this is the right one. And then you have a third baby daddy. How many baby daddies is too much? How many times do you have to get swing before you realize there's no love in this? How many times will you just allow yourself to be played? I'm going to have that topic next week. Come hell or high water. Arlington, we have another caller on the line. Good afternoon, caller. How can I help?
Good afternoon, Casey. How are you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. I've been listening to your show recently. I mean, you began on, I guess, in the proper manner when it comes to the relationship, because, you know, relationship is basically haywire.
Yes.
That's universally.
Yes.
But I've been listening to you. Sadly, you got a golden voice there, man.
Listen, I sing in the choir at 8:30 mass, you know. There's a voice.
I give you, I'm out of here. Yeah, that, man. I be listening and then I say, boy, woman can sing. First time I cry when I say, boy. And you just ain't to do that on the radio, so everyone can believe you're singing.
Listen, sometimes it just come out. My parents played lots of Sam Cooke and Otis Redding and Aretha Franklin, you know.
Listen,
you're trying to set me up.
No, man, I don't hear it. That's it. You got that Otis in you. Come on, call it. Can we hear a little piece, please?
A little piece?
Yeah, just a little
man,
piece.
Man, I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, now if you want more, you gotta come to church.
How about are you lonely for me, baby?
I got people in the studio, man.
No, I mean this is it, but you know what, why don't do one little same thing? So I mean, like, I think I can say please. I'm telling you, man. I think I dangerous thing and do. But I mean,
dangerous?
Like,
but tell me you didn't answer my question. Do you attract the love that you deserve?
I ain't got no love, man.
You don't have no love?
I've been out of love for so long.
Why?
That's how it is in life. I mean, like, when you deal with people and you figure love is basically deceit, if you ask me, because it's like people don't be honest enough to be true.
That is true.
People will tell you a lie before they tell you the truth.
People don't really
have nothing to say about their past or nothing to say about themselves. There they go, whatever. Anytime any questions asked, it's a problem.
Okay. I appreciate you with that. Now, I have to get to these guests that are in my studio. I promised them 1:45.
Yeah, so next week you do that thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a great weekend, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. Hold on. Let me get this text. Casey, can you please add my number to your flyer list? Thank you kindly and have a blessed afternoon. I will surely do that. Kendanique, why buy the cow when you can get the milk free? She has 3 children for that man, but her life is not over. Just how she found him, she can find someone else. Casey, you need to have a show on what size is appropriate for a woman, because we men really don't know that answer. What is too big? What is too small? And what is just right? Okay, guys, we have to have our relationship series cut this afternoon, because at 1:45 I have a hard press so that I can get these beautiful ladies that are in here to speak with us about promoting and supporting breastfeeding. Ladies, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
We're great.
Wonderful. So this is the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association. Now, listen, I passed my breastfeeding years at the time when I was breastfeeding. That was a long time ago. So my breastfeeding years are over. Talk to me and tell me why breastfeeding is so important. Is it because we've run out of formula and y'all don't allow us to put flour pap in the churn food? Or what, tell me what's going on.
No, but actually, I want to make a comment. You're not out of your breastfeeding.
Don't give the man no ideas. I over that.
You could be a wet nurse.
That's just
to give you a little make you laugh. But it's true. It's true. Even though it's just to make you smile, you're not over it.
You trying to put baby on me?
No. You could just be a wet nurse, like she said.
What is a wet nurse? What's that?
Someone who breastfeeds for another person.
Breastfeeding child on my breast?
Yes.
An adult or a child?
A child, a baby.
A baby.
Okay, you want to finish the story. Tell me what's happening.
Well, I would like to first of all say my name is Trinica Hall. Mm-hmm. I'm the president for the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association here in our wonderful Bahamaland. Mm-hmm. And with me, I have my wonderful past president, Mrs. Carlotta Class. She is the pioneer. She's my mentor. She's here with us today. And of course, you've already heard one of our wonderful members and treasurer, Mrs. Anna Forbes. So we are here to highlight breastfeeding in our Bahamas, in archipelago of the Bahamas, and to let people know that breastfeeding is still the gold standard for infant feeding, mm-hmm. Not formula.
Why not formula? And why you look at me? What make you think I only use formula? You look at me. Why not formula?
Because breast milk is God's gift.
But I suppose I don't have enough. Suppose I'm not lactating enough and it's not coming out.
You always have milk.
Always? And you always have enough.
Always have milk and you always have enough. We have breast milk nipples all over our body as women.
That's why when the man touch you a certain spot, you jump.
Hey, okay? Shut up.
Yes. So we can produce milk at any age.
Any age.
Remember you, Ruth and Naomi in the Bible, she gave her baby to Naomi to breastfeed.
And they were old,
yes.
Like old, like dust.
Milk is always there. You just have to know how to get it out.
Okay.
A lot of mothers who do that, who do not breastfeed the baby successfully, the milk stays in their body and turns to fat. And they end up on our
I must be a milk in my body.
End up on our umbilical park trying to get it off. Difficult to get off.
Okay. Yeah.
But breast milk is biblical, and it's throughout the Bible. You read it. Psalms 131 tells you that a mom... He is quieting himself like a baby at the breast.
So tell me something. You know? Tell me something. You talking about breastfeeding, right? What does a mother who's listening now, or someone who's listening, can tell a mother do to promote this breast health? What could she eat? Little moringa, little Kong salad. Like what she must eat to make sure this breast milk coming out. And then the next question is, you know, if you have a little breast milk, you know, you have a little sexual activity. What we talk to us, because this is a real show.
Yeah, but what I want to say is not so much what she eats, even though that's important. Mm-hmm. But to get breastfeeding off to a good start, every mother should take a breastfeeding course. So you understand, because the most important thing is to initiate breastfeeding within 1 hour after birth. As soon as the baby come out.
That's PMH and doctor's hospital.
The baby should go to the chest. But the mommy needs to know it and make that declaration. That's important. She needs to know that needs to happen. That is the most important thing in initiating breastfeeding and getting off to a good start for the mother to do. So put the baby to the breast.
Baby to the breast.
immediately after birth. Because, you know, the babies have a very immature immune system. The breast milk has immunoglobulins in it. So, you know, we used to say that's the first vaccination, right? Mm-hmm. To protect the baby, right? Formula ain't got none of them things. Formula can't do that.
But you have not answered my question.
What is your question again?
The lady in the white shirt, what is your name, ma'am? Past president?
Past president.
Your name.
Past president. What's the last name?
Think of a class with a lot of... Think of a car with a lot of class.
Uh-huh.
That's my name. Carlotta Class.
Okay, Carlotta Class. Come Miss Scared, Miss Class, or Miss Class. What happens if you do not have a sufficient... You said that there are the breasts and nodules all over all over us, right?
Yeah.
What happens if you do not have sufficient currency to get this milk out?
The milk will come out once the baby go and latch and suck. Colostrum is the first
production
thing to come.
Of milk is affected by the hormone prolactin.
Mm.
Prolactin produces the milk, and it's the oxytocin hormone releases it.
Mm.
But that can only be possible when the baby suckles on the breast.
So as soon as I had my C-section, the baby should have just...
Go right onto the breast.
The minute Dr. Carol put the baby out, bam, breast.
And slides it over your abdomen and puts it right on skin to skin.
Wet, umbilical cord still on, breast.
Yes.
No problem.
Y'all here, y'all Bahama land, are you listening? As soon as the baby come out, ladies, 1, 2, 3...
Yes.
Breast. All right. What's the rest of the story?
But about that same issue, I want to let them know an initiative is happening as we speak at the Princess Margaret Hospital. And we would also like Doctors Hospital to get on board with it. We are doing the skin-to-skin 100-day challenge. It started from the 1st of August and it will end on the 8th of November. Mm. It's a 100-day challenge. We are letting our midwives, we are trying to get our hospital baby friendly. So we want those mothers, those midwives to put those baby, just how when they come out, they go straight to the breast after. And they're actually having like a little competition with the midwives who will get the most skin-to-skin deliveries with putting the babies to the breast in the first 24 hours.
Okay.
So that is an initiative that we are doing in the Princess Margaret Hospital as we speak right now.
Question. Now, in 2017, there were very many persons that seemed to be very repulsed by the fact that women were out and showing their breasts and breastfeeding out in public.
Mm-hmm. But women are not afraid of showing their breasts in public. They just wear low-cut breasts and the breast pops out of the clothes. They're not afraid of it.
No, that some people are repulsed by seeing breastfeeding out in public. Is this something that we should not be... familiarized with? Is there something we should be normalized with breastfeeding at any stage?
Yes. It should be normalized.
When should y'all stop? I have a question. I know I have a question. This lady is going to ask this question. I'm going to ask it for her. Because we have had a situation where there have been children that have been breastfed up until the time that they are 6 and 7 years old.
Hallelujah.
No problem with that. Once mother comfortable, baby fine.
Okay, I didn't say 6 or 7 months. I said 6 and 7 years.
Yes.
Heard
you. Yes.
So this boy child with teeth, he should be able to suck his mother's breast and be breastfed?
If both of them are happy with that, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Should a woman be happy with her 7-year-old son breastfeeding at any stage, at this stage?
Yes. At 6, 7, that's fine.
This is normal.
That's normal.
In some countries it is.
Yes.
I'm talking about right here.
Yeah, that's normal.
Well, it's normal, but it's not a normal. Just like breastfeeding is not the norm. We want to make it the norm.
Okay, but I want to talk about this 7-year-old boy that is going to be breastfed by his mother. Is it going to tell on him and later, is his teeth going to rotten? Is he going to be extra cuddly and soft and all of those other things?
No.
Is it okay for his immune system?
Yes, it's fine for his immune system.
If I might say.
Tell me, Ms. Glass.
The iron that's in the mother's milk,
yes.
The baby gets 45% of that.
Yes.
The iron in the formula, 7%. So these babies are not they have plenty of blood in them.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a great benefit for mothers who give their babies
the
breast.
What is the cutoff point for breastfeeding a child?
Worldwide, WHO, UNICEF, they recommend that mothers breastfeed exclusively for the first 6 months. And after that, continue. At 6 months, baby can eat what she eats, so long as she purees it and give it to the baby. But continue her breastfeeding until 3 years of age. And we have a reference in the Bible where Samuel was breastfed for 3 years because this is a baby prayed for. And when he went, she took him to the priest. He was 3 years old, and she took a three-year-old goat or animal. So it proves that he was breastfed for 3 years.
That's a long time to breastfeed somebody.
And it's important because a mother, you see, I always say to young people, mothers, God didn't give us breastfeeding to give us bad shape.
No.
So when she has that three years period, she is losing her weight. She's going back to her pre-pregnancy straight shape. Very, very important. And breastfeeding does not sag the breast. Not breastfeeding sags the breast because the breast gets hard and overstretched, you see? And so when she doesn't breastfeed, her breast sags.
Well, ladies, y'all out here, breastfeed these children. Yes. Don't have your breast sagging. The people say breastfeeding makes sure your breast keeps you firm and supple. Mm-hmm. Make sure yourself are supple.
That's right.
Breastfeed these babies. I noticed that these breastfed babies are very healthy.
Thank you. Very healthy.
Very healthy. Strong. They are more lovable. They are more loving.
Heavy.
They are more caring. Caring. Heavy. No, no, no.
They heavy?
No, heavy, no, they heavy? No, 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 no. At first, when they are just maybe 6 months, you would say, "Who this baby heavy? The baby fat and chunky." But as they start to creep and move about and learn to walk, mm-hmm. they slim right down. Their body mass index is in the right percentiles.
Okay, now we have 2 more minutes. I want you to give me your closing remarks, Mrs. Class, past president. Go right ahead, please.
I'd like to say that there's something in mother's milk called serotonin.
Mm.
The serotonin is responsible for peace and love. And when babies get that serotonin, it's not found in human in artificial milk. When babies get that, they are more lovable children and more peaceful.
Madam? Now, for me, I would like to tell you the theme. The theme is step up for breastfeeding, educate and support. And that's what we are doing here today. We're educating the public about breastfeeding. It's very important. Another point I want to make, all of the employers out there, please support the mothers who are working and are breastfeeding. Please provide a secure, clean environment for them to pump their milk and to store their milk. That's what I am advocating. And we are pleading to the government. We don't know if it will happen, but we are advocating for 20 weeks. Maternity leave. That's what we would like to see.
I feel like I should get pregnant now.
20 weeks? Because 20 weeks, that's right. What we would like to have. We don't know what they will allow, but we would like to encourage our mothers to exclusively breastfeed.
How's the conversation going with that?
Yeah, that's favorable. Very favorable.
It's favorable. Now, what about advocating also for there to be a place where you, if you're, like on-site daycare,
yes,
so that you can
creches.
What's that?
We are asking for, if you have at least 50 employees in a business, you should have access for them to have a creche right nearby, okay, at that location.
Yes. All right. Okay.
And we could point out that Pastor Dave Adams, he has a place for his teachers when to bring their babies to when they come to work.
So yes.
Now tell me something. I have a question here. Mm-hmm. Ask Grammy about breastfeeding her grandchild. What about a Grammy breastfeeding the grandchild? If the Grammy still has milk, the Grammy still gonna have milk too? Because some of these Grammys, 35 and
milk.
A child 15.
Women always
thank you,
have
because
milk.
They started having children very young. So they are still very young as well. Some people have children at 12 years old and 14. So they may only be 30 something when, you know, And it has happened. I've seen it on TV and I've heard about it on Facebook where one lady, her child is being breastfed. And then, you know, the mother had a child late as well. She had to go on a night shift work. So she breastfed her baby and her daughter's child.
You don't think the child can get confused or milk is milk?
The child knows who the mummy is.
Milk is milk?
Milk is milk.
Breast milk is breast milk. Mm-hmm. And it has all in it that the infant needs. That's the good thing about it.
Yes.
You know, and it changes at every development stage. Like formula on the can, it says 0 to 12 months. That means that's it. With the breast milk, the newborn, when the baby is born, that's colostrum. That's different. That's specially designed and has in it for that immature baby, for that age. When the baby reaches like about a week, it's no longer colostrum. It changes. It's now mature milk. It has more protein, more fat. Exactly what the babies need. When these babies born, they need to understand that the stomach is but the size of a shooting marble. Imagine that. When you go and you put, it only can hold but 10 mils. When you go and you put all that formula, that's why you...
They vomited.
They stretch the gut too much. Unhealthy. That is why formula babies have so much gastro disturbances. But because that comes from the formula. Mm. When the baby gets sick, Ms. Moss,
yes,
the breast milk change, it to suit to get the baby well.
It has more leukocytes,
more antibodies, and everything that the baby needs. Mm-hmm.
Do you know some people keep little shots of the breast milk in syringes and keep it for when they have little burns? They keep it refrigerated for little burns. And if you have conjunctivitis, they just drip a little drop of that human breast milk in the eye and wow.
Ladies, I appreciate you coming this afternoon. Mm-hmm. We didn't have sufficient time. Mm-hmm. I've been sitting here with the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association, BNBA. We're closing out this Friday afternoon. It's another Friday evening. Bim! The people am tired of working. Ba-na, ba-na, ba-na. Ladies and gentlemen, Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Coming Friday, and a police gonna open up the lawn. You ain't see my number one town round town. And it's a Friday evening, boom! The people have tired of working. Bada, bada, Lord, them hear the disco playing, boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feeter. And this is a DJ Talk Sweeter. See, Lord, the drums are up with the chamber.